It appears that Democratic leaders in the Senate have bowed to the demands of their independent colleague from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman. Over the weekend, Senator Lieberman put the Democrats on notice. They had to drop the main features of a compromise worked out last week, or he would join Republicans to block the bill with a filibuster. Well, now Lieberman says he's close to backing the bill. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the senator has also angered a lot of people.
Earlier this month, a news conference here at the Capitol featured two senators, Arlen Specter, a Pennsylvania Democrat who until last spring had been a Republican, and Joe Lieberman, the Connecticut Independent, who used to be a Democrat. Specter is a big supporter of the Senate's health care bill, and he pointedly nudged Lieberman about being a holdout on the bill.
This bill may look so good to Senator Lieberman that he may be willing to make some accommodations.
Very artfully done.
That's not a laugh line.
As it turned out, not even a compromise struck last week by a group of 10 liberal and centrist Democratic senators could persuade Lieberman to make some accommodations. He rejected both its expansion of Medicare to cover uninsured people down to age 55, as well as its revamping of a public option so that users would be covered by private rather than government insurance.
I thought I made myself clear all along. Obviously, I regret any misunderstanding.
But as critics were quick to point out, this was the same Joe Lieberman who told the Connecticut Post just 3 months ago that he'd been a supporter of expanding Medicare coverage to the age 55. Here's a clip from that interview.
And what I was proposing was that they have an option to buy into Medicare early, and again, on the premise that that would be less expensive than the enormous cost.
And here's Lieberman today trying to explain that clip.
I finally got to see that on TV last night, and it looked to me like I was referring back to things I had supported in the past to make the point that though I was against the public option, I was not against health care reform.
This afternoon, Lieberman went along with the rest of the Democratic caucus to the White House, where President Obama tried to rally their unified support for the health care bill. Outside, a few dozen protesters organized by MoveOn.org condemned Lieberman's hardball tactics. Protester Donna McGee of Bethesda, Maryland, said Lieberman was acting solely in the interests of the big health insurance firms based in Connecticut.
I voted for him when he ran as vice president, and now he's completely turned the other way and is against all the things that we want.
Speaking to reporters earlier today, Lieberman denied being in the pocket of Connecticut's insurers.
I haven't received any pressure from the insurance companies. I mean it. Periodically, they'll talk to my staff about one thing or another, but I'm taking his position. I've never hesitated to take on the insurance companies.
Meanwhile, the liberal website FireDogLake.com has started a petition demanding that Lieberman's wife Hadassah be fired from her job as global ambassador for Susan G. Komen for the Cure, a group seeking to cure breast cancer. Lieberman says he's deeply offended by such demands, which cite his wife's past work for health insurance and drug lobbyists. Lieberman says he's acted in good faith.
This has not been an enjoyable time of my career, but I've done what I thought was right. And all along, I've said that I really wanted, in the end, to vote for health care reform because we need it. And I feel I'm very close to that point now, and I'm grateful for that.
But Lieberman also acknowledges angering some in the Democratic caucus. West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller saw the public option he championed taken out of the health care bill at the behest of Lieberman.
Anybody has the right to do that. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's something that I've done. I've never done it. Maybe I should have.
Rockefeller points to a stark reality. Lieberman can provide Democrats the crucial 60th vote they need to thwart a Republican filibuster. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is a good friend of Lieberman's. Graham says Lieberman has made himself the most relevant member of the Senate.
I think he's right where most Americans would expect senators to be, and that's to make up their own mind based on the facts. And, you know, Joe is, like I say, he's aligned with the Democratic caucus, but he's an independent, and I think he's living up to that label.
And it's a label Lieberman says he wears with pride. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.